Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the topic that has been the topic of the summer. That's the state budget. We are finally trying to get a revenue plan in place here. We're returning to session next week, and there's a couple of plans that are going to be focused on, and a plan that you had something to do with is one of the key parts here. Talk to us about what's going on next week as we return to session.
Yes, we do return to session, and the goal is to complete the 2017-2018 state budget process. Among the outstanding items yet to be resolved is identifying the revenue necessary to pay for last year's budget shortfall. I joined with a bunch of other lawmakers in standing up for the taxpayers by pursuing alternatives to a Senate-approved proposal that seeks to increase taxes on a variety of consumer utility bills and sales taxes on online purchases. Earlier this week, our group of more than a dozen House members outlined our proposal to make use of taxpayer dollars that appear to be sitting idle in a variety of special government accounts. The plan is designed to prevent any impact on jobs, services, or agencies while making use of money already collected from taxpayers. There are over 200 what are called other special funds beyond the general fund, and in those funds, there is over $10 billion of taxpayer money. We are seeking to access just over $1 billion of that and help close out the budget shortfall. Again, I think this is a responsible use of taxpayer dollars that have already been collected and an efficient way for a one-time transfer of surpluses in these other special funds to pay for the deficit in our general fund. Other ideas are also being advanced, and we look forward to a conclusion of this year's budget process in the near future.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is good news for veterans who served in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operations. Talk to us about the Persian Gulf Conflict Veterans Bonus.
Veterans who served on active duty in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operations, including Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm, are reminded to apply for the Persian Gulf Conflict Veterans Bonuses. The bonus pays $75 per month for qualifying active duty service members up to a maximum of $525. For personnel whose death was related to illness or injury received in the line of duty in Operations Desert Shield or Desert Storm, there's an additional $5,000 available to the surviving family. Service members who were declared prisoners of war may also be eligible for an additional $5,000. And to qualify, the service member must have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, a reserve component of the U.S. Armed Forces, or the Pennsylvania National Guard. Additionally, they must have served on active duty in the Persian Gulf Theater of Operations during the period from August 2, 1990 to August 31, 1991, and received the Southwest Asia Service Medal. Finally, they must be a legal resident of Pennsylvania at the time of their active duty service and have been discharged from active duty under honorable conditions, if not currently still on active duty. Since 2008, more than 9,000 Persian Gulf conflict veterans have applied for and received a bonus for their war efforts. Individuals who received a bonus or similar compensation from any other state are not eligible for the Pennsylvania program. The deadline to apply for this one-time payment is August 31st, 2018. For more information, you can visit www.dmva.pa.gov. That's the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Again, www.dmva.pa.gov. And finally, we would like to make sure that we thank all of our military personnel for their service to our country.
And finally, Representative, we're coming up on the anniversary of one of the worst days in our nation's history. Talk to us about memorial remembrances that are going on related to September 11th.
Monday will mark the 16th anniversary of one of the worst days in our nation's history. On September 11th, 2001, nearly 3,000 men and women were killed in devastating terrorist attacks in New York, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Those who were lost will be honored and remembered in observances across the country, including one at Pennsylvania's own Flight 93 Memorial near the site where one of the three planes hijacked that day crashed. If you've not been to the Flight 93 Memorial, I can tell you it is a powerful tribute to those who lost their lives to protect our freedoms. If you would like more information about observances around September 11th, you can feel free to contact my office at 610-965-9933. Again, we will never forget the victims of September 11th, 2001.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.